This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with the feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Modi, citing a report of International Labour Organization, said presently most of the populace in India is taking advantage of one social protection benefit or the other. Modi highlighted that these successes have instilled confidence that the coming times will be even better and India will become even stronger at every step. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the World Health Organization declaring India trachoma-free, saying Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has helped in eradicating the menace and Jal Jeevan Mission also contributed to a lot in ending the disease. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla, who is aboard the International Space Station yesterday. PM Modi said, "You are farthest from India but closest to India's hearts and your journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era. Parikrama has been a centuries-old tradition in India and you have been blessed with the rare opportunity to perform the Parikrama of Mother Earth." Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and good wishes to Group Captain Shukla for his mission. Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, has stated that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the recent Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad from all possible angles, including the possibility of sabotage. Speaking at an event in Pune, the minister, however, clarified that at this stage there is no indication of a terrorism angle. He also said the black box of Air India flight AI-171 has been recovered and it is currently with the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau and will not be sent outside the country for analysis. The crash, which occurred last month, claimed the lives of 274 people, both on board and on the ground. Deputy Chief Minister Chonam Mey chaired a coordination meeting at the Civil Secretariat yesterday to discuss preparations for the birth centenary celebration of Dr. Bhupend Hazarika, honouring his artistic legacy and deep ties with Arunachal Pradesh. As a tribute to the legendary bard, a dedicated museum will be established at the Roing to showcase his life, works and enduring impact on the region. A bilingual commemorative book capturing his life and contributions will also be published. May emphasize that the centenary would celebrate not only Dr. Hazarika's music, but also the enduring values of inclusivity, harmony and cultural pride he championed. The meeting was attended by Minister P.D. Sona, MLA's Muchumiti, Oken Tayang and Punyo Apum, senior officials and members of Bhupend Hazarika Cultural Trust. In a significant step toward integrating conservative initiatives with community welfare, Pakke Tiger Reserve inaugurated the Bir Ban Rakshak Smriti Workers Club at West Bank Sijosa. The event was graced by Health and Water Minister Biuram Wage and led by PTR Field Director Satya Prakash Singh. The club, equipped with recreational and fitness amenities, aims to support the mental and physical well-being of frontline forest staff. The program also marked the launch of a handloom training initiative under the SMART scheme, revive traditional weaving and promote self-employment among local women and youth. A preview of the Nime Ed app, currently under development, was showcased, offering a tech-based solution for fast, transparent relief to the victims of human-wildlife conflict. Commander Roni Chapu has created history by becoming the first officer from Arunachal Pradesh to take command of a frontline Indian naval warship in the Eastern Fleet, also known as the Rising Fleet of the Indian Navy, hailing from Nalong village in Namsai district. Commander Chapu's remarkable journey from the land of the rising sun to a leadership role in India's maritime defense stand as a proud and inspiring milestone for the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.